Hello, this is Ryan.
I'm so glad you answered the phone, Ryan. Oh my God. I need, can you look at a PO for me if I give you the PO number?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on one second.
This is Angela at XPO. I have a angry customer service rep that said one of your techs put on here that they completed a measurement and said that y'all didn't even go out to the house. Said the people came down to the store and said they don't know where y'all got that from. Said nobody's been out to the house yet, but the thing on here says that they completed a measurement on the 17th, which was Wednesday. And it says it's uploaded. They got measurement information and everything. But they're saying that they, no one let you in the house, so they want to know how that happened.
What's the job number?
Okay. 0700.
Hold on.
Okay. Ryan.
Go ahead.
700-6609.
What job, Jambo Jahowski?
Yeah, that's it. Majumbo. Yeah, I have a.
Is it a measure for a refrigerator?
I don't know what it was for. She just said she's upset. I don't know if you need to talk to her, because she's on the other end. She said the customers are saying that y'all did a measurement for something they're not even buying. And said no one let you in the house, so they hadn't seen anybody. So they was wondering how you did the measurement. And they're fussing about it. They at the store fussing about it.
Measure for a fridge. Yeah, he went there. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, do you? If you need to talk to him, I have him on the other end. So you might need to talk to him about it, because she's saying that the customers are saying they don't know how you did a measurement and they hadn't seen anybody.
You see the picture on the thing that the technician uploaded, right?
I know.
All right. I mean,
I've seen the measurement information too. Hold on just a second. Donna.
Yes.
Okay. I have Ryan. He's the tech. He said they uploaded photos and everything. I see somebody had the wrong model number on there and all of that, but he said he's on the phone, so you can ask him all the questions.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead and talk. He can hear
you. Yes, ma'am.
Gerald? Is this Gerald?
It's Ryan.
No,
it's not
ma'am.
Gerald.
This is Ryan.
Oh.
Now, was the order to go out and measure for a refrigerator?
No, it's for a cooktop.
Okay. Well, that's the issue then, because whoever at Home Depot, the model number that you guys submitted for us to check for a measure is a refrigerator. The model number you gave us is WRX735SDHZ. That is what you submitted a measure for. So that's what we went out and measured for.
Okay, can you tell me who Enrico Johnson is?
I don't know who that is, no ma'am. He doesn't work.
Well, I'm reading the Expo notes here, and the model number that was put in was transcribed, right? Because when I'm reading this, it says 68 3/4. I'm like, what are you talking about? So then when I put in the 654-86-761 PO number, and I look and see what it is, in the note state, and I'll state what the notes say, it says checking the status, and it says pending measure to come, and then it says, Enrico, we can't change the measure in the install order. It won't be built until the major comes over to us. Not sure what you want. the model number, and they put the model number in there, which is a cooktop. And I read further, and it says, no, it's not a refrigerator. It's a cooktop. So whoever put this information in here, Gerald McLean.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, we went off of what was on the order. It was for a refrigerator. We got there. The customer watched us measure for a refrigerator and discussed the whole refrigerator not being able to fit and everything. They had a whole conversation about it.
And it said, it is for a cooktop. Wrong model number. All right.
I understand that, but the customer could have stated that when they were watching us measure for a refrigerator that was on the order. The whole time, the customer didn't say, we're not buying a refrigerator, we're buying a cooktop.
They didn't say that?
No, the technician even discussed with them that the refrigerator was not going to fit, the one that you guys have on the measure form for us to check.
Right.
We even told them that fridge would not fit.
Okay, could
we
you
even
tell
got
me?
You know?
Okay, all right. Forget the refrigerator. Can you tell me who you spoke to? Was it a girl or a guy?
At the home?
At the house. Was it a girl or a guy?
I'd have to call the technician that went out and did the measures to find that out.
Because I have three girls standing in front of me and said they didn't measure for the cooktop. They never said anything to me about anybody coming to the house. They said no one came to the house at all.
Yeah, I mean, if they have a black refrigerator in their home, I mean, the technician even uploaded pictures of their refrigerator to the app.
Yeah.
They have a black refrigerator. They have a green towel in front of it because it must be leaking water. I mean, I see a whole picture I'm looking at. I'm seeing all the paperwork that the technician measured for the refrigerator and where they discussed that the refrigerator would not fit. If y'all need us to go measure for a cooktop, that's fine, but you have to put it in for a cooktop measure, not a refrigerator measure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they did correct the error. Whoever picked up the measurement didn't get that information because I'm looking at the model.
It didn't transfer over to our app.
I'm going to give this to the person that did it, okay, and then I'll get back to you. Thank you very much.
Right.
Anything else you need from me, Donald?
That's good, dear.
Thank you very much. Thank you for dealing with me. I'm going to let you go. All right, Donna. Thank you for dealing